Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Wild scene in East Flatbush where police fatally shot a man who they say was shooting at two others. Let's get this story live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, quite a scene, Susan. Cops responding to a number of frantic 911 calls, is the way they described it, at East 57th and Remsen in East Flatbush last evening. And it took cops nearly 10 minutes, actually, driving around in an unmarked car before they actually came right upon the shooter. There's Chief of Patrol John Schell.
What they see is a male chasing another male and female, firing numerous rounds, trying to shoot them. Our officers jump out quickly, and they take care of the threat. The male we shot numerous times, he's pronounced dead.
He was pronounced dead at Kings County. We've learned that suspect is 20 years old, but don't have a name yet. We do know that he has no prior arrest, and that handgun was found at the scene. Now, there's more to the story. Certainly, two people that that suspect were shooting at, not hit, but a 60-year-old man, an innocent bystander, it seems, was shot twice. He is stabilized this morning, critical but stable. Unclear if it was police bullets that got him, or if it was from the suspect. That is still being investigated. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A Queens man now behind bars after police say he beat a 79-year-old man to death. The Daily News reporting the pair are father and son who had gotten into an argument at their home on 43rd Avenue near 108th Street in Corona. Charges against the younger man are pending. A lawsuit and explosive allegations against Mayor Adams dating back to 1993 when he was a transit cop.
In the complaint, the accuser graphically describes how Eric Adams drove her to a vacant lot near the Hudson River. She had asked for his help, as both were members of the Transit Police Guardians organization, because she believed she was being overlooked for an earned promotion as an administrative aide. According to court papers, she says Adams told her that he, too, needed some help and asked her to perform a sex act. She refused and continued to refuse when he asked several times. In the complaint, the accuser says she believes that Adams prevented her from moving forward in her job. Corporation counsel representing the city says the mayor fully denies the allegations, calls them outrageous, and expects full vindication. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There has been a fatal e-bike incident in Harlem. 31-year-old Cesar Morales Linares was riding his bike on Manhattan Avenue yesterday morning when he apparently ignored the do not enter signs at West 122nd Street. He fell off the bike and was struck and killed by a box truck. The driver stayed at the scene. So far, no charges have been filed. Meantime, today, the city transportation department is set to announce a new e-bike safety program. Get smart before you start. We'll use various platforms and languages to educate New Yorkers on how to safely operate these bikes. Police looking for whomever it was who scrawled pro-Palestinian graffiti outside an Israeli cafe on the Upper West Side. This was at Effie's on West 96th Street, where the vandalism was discovered Sunday morning. Both employees and customers were seen helping to clean it up. On Monday, Congressman Jerry Nadler, who represents the neighborhood, was joined by a group of leaders from several faiths to condemn the graffiti. The NYPD says its hate crime task force is investigating. Caitlyn Jenner throwing her support behind the new rule in Nassau County that bans transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports at county facilities.
You have to compete in the biological sex that you were born. This is critical to protecting the integrity of competition in women's sports.
Jenner, a former Olympic athlete before transitioning, says it's not fair to what is a long-protected class under Title IX. She also argues that it would cause physical harm to biologically female athletes. In response, the head of the New York LGBT network called Jenner's views, quote, a baffling contradiction to her own identity and the struggles she faces as a transgender woman. Meantime, the whole thing is going to court. The New York Civil Liberties Union is suing, while New York Attorney General Letitia James issued a cease and desist order. County Executive Bruce Blakeman then countered by filing a federal lawsuit against James. A 15-year-old accused of slashing four students at Port Richmond High School on Staten Island. That includes one in the face, another on the lip, two others in their hands. It's not clear what prompted that violence. So far, the kid's yet to be charged. 1010 Winds has reached out to the Department of Education and is awaiting a response. There was a slashing on board a Long Island Railroad train Monday. Cops say two men got into it when one of them was blocking the doorway at the Jamaica station. By the time the train pulled into Locust Manor at 4 p.m., the whole thing had escalated and one guy was slashed. The victim was taken to Jamaica Hospital in stable condition, while the train ended up being held in the station for nearly an hour. The suspect taken into custody. Charges are pending. A local group has a suggestion for the MTA on how to sell folks on switching to mass transit when the Midtown tolling plan kicks in, most likely in June.
The MTA says they hope that congestion pricing will get more commuters to take the train or bus. But Sarah Lynn with the advocacy group Open Plans suggests giving them a little more motivation.
We want to incentivize them to give it a try, to use the bus, and making the buses free for a week to get people kind of going and get them hooked on it.
Open Plans released their list of demands, 10 of them, that it says will get more people to use public transportation. Lynn says their demands address two main complaints from commuters, cost and convenience.
More bus lanes, automated bus lane enforcement, which the MTA will be rolling out more of this spring.
Darius Radzi's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds Sports, another injury for the Yankees, and another pitcher they probably could have used is staying out west.
And Susan, let's start with the injury news from Aaron Boone talking to Yes about DJ LeMahieu, who fouled the ball off his right foot on Saturday.
We got all the testing back, x-rays and the CT scan and everything, and so avoided breaking the foot there, which was good. So he's got a pretty good bruise, though.
And may have to miss opening day.
I don't want him playing through anything, you know, just for the sake of being there on a certain day. So it may be a couple days. It may be we'll just see. We'll kind of reevaluate every two or three days as we go.
Meantime, the Yanks reportedly took a final run at free agent pitcher Blake Snell, but last year's National League Cy Young winner came to terms last night with the Giants on a two-year deal worth $62 million. Mark Rene, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.